The Warriors wrapping up their 5-game homestand, hosting the Brooklyn Nets at Oracle Arena in the second meeting of this season between the two teams, and a focused, strong team effort key, with both Stephen Curry and Draymond Green out of action in this one as Kevin Durant, with a powerful showing, leading all scorers with 28 points to go with 11 assists. Quinn Cook, a strong evening in the start, 3 trays on the way to 27 points, as Klay Thompson delivered 24 points, and contributions from up and down the bench, helping the Warriors take down the Nets, 116-100 the final.
They move to 11-2. They do it without Steph Curry, Sean Livingston, and Draymond Green. They're going to play 6 games in 9 days, and they got one of them in the books. And this one's going to feel good for a lot of guys that leave Oracle. Quinn Cook first and foremost, but your stars did what they're supposed to. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were excellent. Quinn Cook was amazing, but everyone from Jarepko to Damian Jones to Looney to Iguodala, everybody had a hand in a really nice Warrior win. Shot it well at 55%. And after giving up 20 threes to Brooklyn in New York, only 7 threes tonight. So attention to detail and a great performance by KD. And Kevin Durant, he is not done till he talks to Kareth Burks.
Well, KD, you guys watched the tape of the last game. You heard Steve Kerr play with focus. How did you put that focus into action?
I think we had a good strategy coming out. I thought we knew exactly how we wanted to play on both ends tonight. We weren't surprised by anything. I thought last game we were surprised by how that team played defense and how they scored. So we kind of knew this team already from playing them last week, and everybody stepped up.
Injuries made you guys down a few players. You had to get the offense going. You led the way with 11 assists. What kind of game did you want to have tonight?
I just wanted to see the floor a little better than I did last game, see where the help is coming from, see if they're helping, doubling, shadowing, you know. So I just tried to play the game and be cerebral out there. And, you know, Quinn got us going, knocking down shots early, and we played great defense all night.
Tell me about Quinn. He had 27 points, but he brought a seriousness to the court tonight.
Yeah, I thought he was great at shooting his mid-range, and that opened up his 3-point shot. The pick and roll, he was making great decisions for us, and he guarded. You know, I think his energy was amazing tonight.
I don't know what you expected from Quinn, but what did you think you got?
It didn't shock me. You know, we saw some of this last year. You know, he started 18 games, and I think he averaged 14 or 15 points during that stretch, had a 30-point game. You know, he's a great shooter, and he just got off to that hot start. He and Kevin have a good connection as well, so I like seeing them out there together. But I'm just, more than anything, just impressed with Quinn's professionalism, you know, to not play at all for him, be able to perform all of a sudden out of nowhere when we need him. That's the mark of a pro, and he's just great. Great fit for us, and always prepared, always ready.
Another Cook question. You use the word professionalism. I think another word that kind of jumps out watching him last year and this year is just his confidence mm-hmm. coming onto this team. And I'm wondering, did he bring that to this team, or did you see that develop at all in the early stages last year?
I thought it developed. Took a little bit of time. His first couple of games when Steph went down late in the year, first couple games starting, I thought Quinn was a little gun-shy. Just didn't quite feel comfortable really letting it go. And I think our players did a great job of telling him, you know, we want you to shoot every time you're open. I remember Klay and KD telling him that. And I think maybe the third or fourth game that he started, he broke out, had a 20-plus point game. And from that point on, he understood, you know, that's what we need from him. You know, we're not a team that has 7 or 8 three-point shooters. You know, we have great shooters at the top, but we need, you know, when Steph is out in particular, we need that shooting that Quinn can provide, and we want him to be aggressive. So he was great tonight.
I think this type of night's kind of fun for Kevin. He got 11 assists, you know, more of a facilitating
role. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're always going to put the ball in Kevin's hands, you know, if Steph's out. I mean, that's a no-brainer just to facilitate. And you know, 11 assists, 9 for 15, kind of a typical Kevin Durant night, very efficient, and he enjoys that playmaking role. But I thought our defense was really good too. We got a break from the schedule makers. You know, Brooklyn having to play in Denver last night, that's a tough back-to-back. And so they were a little tired, but I thought we played really good individual defense, a lot of isolation stuff on our switches, and a lot of our guys really did a good job staying in front and forcing tough shots.
You mentioned they were on the second hand of back-to-back. We often talk about how difficult it is to play in high-altitude places like Denver. What's it like to play a team who just came back from playing in that high altitude?
I was breathing heavily early on myself, just thinking about Brooklyn's ordeal. I just think that I watched the game. It was an unbelievable game, and Brooklyn had an emotional win and at the end, you know, with LeVert's bucket. And then you got that 45-minute drive out to the airport in Denver, and you know you're coming back from altitude. So, it's always, you know, a back-to-back that involves Denver is the toughest one in the league. We all know that, and that played to our advantage tonight.
Hey Steve, how did you decide to go with Jarepko tonight to start, and what do you see out of that overall?
Just wanted to get a little more spacing on the floor to get a good offensive flow early, so we had. You know, we had more of a shooting lineup out there with Quinn and Jonas. And then I thought Kevon and Jordan came in, did a really good job defensively off the bench. And we had a really good defensive stand in the second quarter at one point with a lot of length out there. Andre was at the point, and I think it was Andre, Clay, KD, Jordan, maybe Loon. And that's more of a defensive-minded lineup, and I thought that was a good stretch of the game for us, too.
Steve, along the lines with defense, what was your takeaway on Quinn's defense tonight and his strides in that area over the last couple of months or year?
Yeah, he was solid. I mean, we did a lot of switching, and they have a lot of guards who can really attack. And I thought Quinn did a good job just staying in front and staying active, and you know, not fouling. And just staying solid.
Steve, following your point about Quinn's professionalism, when he wasn't getting playing time, what did you notice about his routine overall, even with
it? It never changes. You know, he just stays with it every day. He puts his work in, and as I said, he's a pro. He understands this, and his role is going to swing wildly based on our health and what's happening out on the floor, but he's always ready.
Once again, another Quinn question. Considering, you know, the fact that Steph's injury maybe is not as, you know, bad as you guys may have thought initially, having Quinn be that efficient and be able to take the reins at point guard, does that allow you guys to maybe play that a little more safe and maybe give Steph a little extra time to get better?
We won't change our thinking on Steph based on how somebody else is playing. I mean, it helps for sure, but Steph will come back when he's healthy. We're not going to take any chances, but in the meantime, if Quinn is playing like that, it's a huge help, obviously.
Your three bigs got 15 points, 17 rebounds tonight. It looked like Jordan kind of bounced back a little bit from the other night. What did you see from him and those three guys?
I thought all of them were good. I thought Looney got some tough calls. He got in foul trouble, but was in great position defensively. Jordan was active, made some nice plays, dribble handoffs, and making the simple play. And Damian continues to give us good minutes. You know, tonight was a really good night for Damian to have to switch on to guards and stay in front on the perimeter, and I thought he did a really good job.
Next up, the Warriors face the Clippers on Monday night in LA at Staples Center before returning home for a game Tuesday as the Atlanta Hawks visit. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.